You're listening to Catch the Current, the brand new podcast from Undercurrent News, your go-to resource for seafood business news, data, and pricing. We're your co-hosts. I'm Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Lauren Castiglione, and we are so thrilled to be back launching what is bound to be your new favorite podcast.
That's right. This is just our teaser to let you know what's to come. But beginning Friday, January 24th, Undercurrent will be bringing you your dose of seafood news, interviews, analysis, and so much more in weekly podcast format.
Mark your calendars because you won't want to miss our first episode as we recap the seafood industry's big kickoff of the year, the National Fishery Institute's Global Seafood Market Conference. Look forward to interviews recorded live from the events and gain insight from our team of reporters as they highlight the key takeaways from the conference.
I can't believe I have to wait until January 24th. There's just so much that I want to talk about already, like soon-to-be President Trump mulling over the idea to rename the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. Could this be the boost the domestic shrimp industry has been looking for?
Or how China is adapting to domestic economic downturn by increasing tariffs on some key imported seafood products, including frozen shrimp, cod, pollock, and abalone.
Or what's going on with Dungeness crab. Supply is once again tight as fisheries only just begin to open after delays due to concerns over whale entanglements and low meat yield. Basically, we've got a little bit of everything on the plate for you. Maybe we'll even take a bite or two out of something. So save the date, January 24th, for the launch of Undercurrent's brand new podcast, Catch the Current. Be sure to subscribe so you have an episode waiting to stream every Friday from your favorite podcast platform.
And if you haven't done so already, check out UCN's wholesale price assessments and market wrap-ups for various key commodities, including shrimp, frozen lobster, ground fish, farmed whitefish, and scallops, with more to come. Price assessments and market wrap-ups are released every Wednesday, with UCN also publishing a market pulse, giving a sense of the week ahead on Mondays.
See you soon, seafood friends.